Billionaires are.
This is fun. It's fun watching you try and get comfy.
Trying to get comfy, man. Life's hard, dude.
It is hard to get comfortable.
It's hard to get comfortable, especially when you got huge old balls.
It was like one of those Yogi Berra quotes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't stop playing till the balls are all still round.
Oh, okay.
That's right. We're recording this the day after the Yankees lost.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I was expecting to hear, you know, I guess it's since we're in New York, I was expecting to hear people be like, yeah, fuck the Yankees. But I thought I would hear, like, the Mets fans or the people that hate the Yankees in New York being like, yeah.
Oh, No. People are not going to do that.
Damn.
And can I tell you why?
Why?
They want to live.
Oh, are there that many Yankee fans?
In New York?
I mean, I guess there have to be. But I didn't even hear people celebrating. I was expecting to hear like...
you didn't? I did.
I was maybe in the wrong neighborhood.
I mean, I guess... But. No, I guess I didn't hear people celebrating. I see what you mean. No, I heard people that were upset. All I heard were people that were very upset.
Oh, wow.
Because the Yankees lost the entire World Series.
Right. What were they saying? Were they just being like, shit!
Yeah, stuff like that. I think that's so funny that isn't what you thought would happen.
Well, I don't know anything, but you know, I assumed that, like, when you look online, everybody's like, fuck the Yankees. I know it's New York, but it's such a huge city, you know.
Well, this is the place though where there are the most fans of the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
I think I see what you're saying. Like, there's obviously fans of all kinds of teams here, but there are literally millions of Yankee fans here.
But, like, I was watching the end of it, and, like, the actual Yankees and the Yankees fans at the stadium were just, like, oh, like, just stone silent and
yeah,
sad.
Upset.
So I was like, oh, all I'm going to hear is people being like, yeah, fuck you, Yankees.
Oh, because it's not, people aren't, like, breaking their microwave or whatever because the Yankees
right,
lost?
Right. Who does that? Whenever the Braves lose, I just go, ah.
Yeah, but, okay, well. The Yankees are definitely historically a team that have fans that are a bunch of fucking shitheads.
Yeah.
Just like the Oakland Raiders and the New York Rangers and Alabama football.
Oh, yeah. Any college team that's orange, I was raised to hate them all. Tennessee, Auburn.
Oh, really?
Clemson, Alabama. Like,
Alabama's red, though.
Well.
No, it
looks
is.
Looks orange to me.
It's crimson.
I don't care for it.
Wait, so you grew up in a Bulldogs family?
Yeah, the only thing that's red is UGA. Everything
I
else
see.
Is bullshit.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's not orange unless it's in Georgia.
I can't even see red.
Red,
it's
not
UGA.
Red.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I'm sorry to have disrespected.
Florida, it's a little too orange for me, you know? The Gator logo.
Dude, SEC football is so funny. I don't know much about it, and I don't care about it at fucking all. But you know who does care about it? Everyone who cares about it. Everyone who cares about SEC football cares about it more than their family.
Oh, dude. I had a big show I was supposed to do, and I didn't realize. You know, I love football. I used to follow it, but I don't have time anymore. It's like,
yeah.
I don't have time. So I don't know what's going on. It's just like Game of Thrones. I'm sure it's good, but every Sunday for 10 years, every comedy show sucked because of Game of Thrones, and it starts to make you hate it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll just be like, you can tape the game, right?
Right.
Oh, I can't come to your show. I gotta watch my boys.
Dude.
And it's like,
I gotta watch my boys is such a sad thing to say, unless you mean your sons.
Yeah, and you would think at a certain age, like if you didn't go to the school.
Yes.
And you're 70. You're still watching a bunch of teenagers play football. Like,
yeah.
The NFL always made a little more sense, but like at a certain age, it's like, these are young fellas.
Yeah, college football is so weird. They're young.
Yeah.
A lot of them will not be playing football ever again after this. They don't get paid, and they don't really care about your school.
Right.
They're just going to school there. I mean,
yeah.
I guess some of them probably really, really care specifically, but they were just like trying to get into a good football school.
And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now are like, well, this is the last time I'm listening to these two fucking nerds. Oh, Dave. Holy shit. You had a...
Whoa. I couldn't hold it in.
That was a sneeze you see in like a slow motion YouTube video.
My computer is anatomy wet.
You sneezed about a pint of liquid there.
Wow. Holy shit. I feel better. Thought I was hungover. It turns out I just hadn't sneezed in a week and a half.
They say it's good for you. I could use one, but you can't fake a sneeze.
Bring that nose over here. I'll do it.
Dude.
Come on.
That's one thing I notice in movies. No matter how good of an actor you are, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Can't sneeze.
Can't pretend to sneeze.
When has he sneezed? In what movie did he sneeze?
No, I'm not saying him specifically. I'm saying no one. I've never seen anyone convincingly pretend to sneeze. You got to actually snort pepper.
That's funny. It doesn't actually come up in movies much, sneezing. Like, who writes a sneeze into their screenplay?
Usually it's a wacky character, or it's supposed to be a little moment of levity.
Someone interrupts like a tense moment with an achoo.
Yeah, yeah. It's in Annie Hall, Woody Allen. He's not a great actor, but it's in a lot of comedies. They'll be like, somebody will sneeze and blow up the pile of cocaine, or they'll sneeze all the confectionery sugar goes everywhere.
Right.
Just, no one can do it. I think it's just one of those things where if I saw someone who could really look like they sneeze, that's the Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to play someone troubled or play Winston Churchill. Just really sneeze. Make it look like a sneeze, and I'll be impressed.
Someone troubled or Winston Churchill.
Wins the Oscars. Here's a troubled man with a prosthetic nose.
That's
Oscar. That's Winston Churchill. You are going to get it up. We're going to submit this episode.
Okay, this is my impression of Winston Churchill sneezing.
That's also him giving his best speech.
Yeah, totally. Eating ice cream.
Him proposing to his wife.
Yeah, dude. Give me the fucking Oscar. You know what's one of the reasons that you can't it's like hard to actually make a realistic sneeze? Is that a lot of people's sneezes don't sound realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to, in order to act well, it's like you have to act like a person, but you also sort of have to act like people think people act. You know, you kind of like there's a certain percentage of the day that you and I both act in a way that doesn't seem believable. And I don't really know what that is. I can't think of it right now.
You ever see someone you know walking down the street and they haven't seen you yet, and you're like, that's how they walk?
Totally.
That looks like they're pretending to walk.
Totally.
Like,
they're walking on their butt. Just dragging their ass along the pavement.
It's weird when you see someone you know and they don't see you yet, and you're like, oh, this is how they're going through the world.
They're like talking to themselves. So that's actually what I'm thinking of. I think a lot of the time I'm like talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a lot, but I talk to myself every now and then.
What are you saying?
Hello.
Oh, you're insane.
Hello, Dave.
My friend Dave is insane.
No, I just like I'm thinking, and then every now and then I'll notice myself go, huh, really? Or something like that. I don't know. And then there's also like, little tics I have. Like, I'll scratch my head, or I'll sort of look at thing, like a lot of things. While I'm
in
the process of thinking, I do kind of a lot of awkward movements. And I think if we portrayed that on TV, you just like wouldn't register it as someone just like existing.
Yeah, because that's the stuff they cut out, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I always say. You start your scene late and leave early. Mm. So they cut out all the stuff of the guy going through his room like, wop, 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 wop.
There you go.
That's it. I do so many songs. I'll be like, I don't fuck with you. When I'm like folding clothes.
When I noticed myself, when I was a kid, I talked to myself a lot. And then I was walking around a Suncoast video talking to myself. And I noticed that everyone working there was staring at me. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't talk to myself. And then I stopped.
But everyone does it, right?
And then now it only happens when I'm having an argument in my head.
Love those. I'm kicking my ass in my head.
Yeah, dude. And then I'll be frustrated with someone. I'll be mad at them. And then I'll notice myself out loud, very quietly going, fucking dipshit. And matter of fact, that needs to be in. Dude, also, you saw it. My sneeze is crazy. Let's play that back the tape and see if that looked
unbelievable,
real.
Unbelievable, dude.
My dad's sneezes are 100 times that. It sounds and it sounds like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. He literally goes like this. Hachoo!
Oh, come on.
I swear to God. Hachoo.
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I don't think they have to be loud. I don't think... I noticed this a couple years ago when I was at some friend's house, and it was like one of those houses where it's just a quiet house. Like every step feels loud, and you're like in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
For the holidays, and I was like going to gargle some mouthwash, and so I tried to do it with, you know, because when you gargle, you're supposed to go, do all that bullshit. But you don't have to do any of that.
You can just go.
You don't have to use your vocal cords at all.
I do.
You don't have to.
And I have to.
I'll gargle this and listen to this.
And I have to kiss. That sounds like a sound to me.
But I'm not going like, here's how most people do it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Why? You don't have to.
Because, you're putting on a show.
Because it's fun, dude. Because you want your
you're
wife
you're singing
to...
a little song while you're throwing water around in your
all
mouth.
All right, now, gargle. I'm telling you, do this. Put the liquid, put the water in your mouth again.
Okay.
And gargle while singing One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies. Now, isn't that fun?
I almost died for a second there.
Yeah.
My eyes are watering pretty bad, yeah, but.
You waterboarded yourself there, buddy. Hey, welcome to Billionaires Are Good.
Billionaires Are Good.
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Synan.
I'm at Dave to the Ross. He's at Caleb Synan, S-Y-N-A-N.
That's right.
Our website's billionairesaregood.com.
It's a good website.
Links on there to all our stuff, all our episodes. We have a blog. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's a blog.
I love blogging.
Yeah, dude. We have a Patreon podcast called Moon News.
Moon News.
We have a Discord. We have all sorts of social medias and shit. Get on there and follow us and... You know, leave reviews and tell your friends. Help spread the word about this big, dumb show.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to take over the world. We would love... If we could get our Patreon up to 2 billion...
Yeah, dude.
Then we'd both have a billion.
Caleb and I made a realization just recently that we are both actual billionaires.
Yeah.
If it's okay to count 0 billions as the amount that
zero
you have.
Billion is a number, turns
there's
out.
On the real-time Forbes billionaires list, if you click on the rank number, it'll reverse it. So you go to that website and then you can see the least the poorest billionaires that we currently have, and at the very top there are a few with 0.0, and I guess it's because they used to have a billion in the past month. So I guess Elizabeth Holmes was recently stripped of all her billions, and she is a zero billionaire.
Yeah, I wonder if she knows that. Is she in jail? She's in jail.
She's in jail, yeah, totally.
They let you get on the internet in jail, don't they?
I think if you were a billionaire, then you're in a special jail that's not really jail.
Yeah. That's got to suck to check. You know, you wake up in your cell, you know, you do a little... do your push-ups, go check the Forbes list.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I would do.
My God, I know. That would be the only thing I cared about. You're like, you just keep promising people you're not going to, I'm going to get you so many cigarettes. You're not even going to know how many Marlboro Reds I'm going to fucking get you when I get my stuff.
I feel like I would really suck in prison because every day I would just be like, man, we're in prison.
Yeah, I would
this
hate it.
This sucks.
It would suck. I would hate it, dude.
Dude, I did a show in Tucson one time, and after the show, a guy came up to me, and he was like, he had drawn a, he had like drawn a painting of me. He painted me, and it was a painting of me and one of my jokes or something.
Oh, cool!
And I was like, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, man, I've been a fan since I saw you on Conan when I was in prison.
Holy shit!
And I
That's
was like,
cool.
They let you watch Conan in prison? He's like, yeah, we loved it.
God, that's so funny. What the fuck? I didn't realize until recently that they have TV in prison. And then once I found that out, I was like, oh my God, duh, of course.
I think everyone thinks of prison as Shawshank.
Yes.
It's still the cartoon, like, that's what people think of as. Every prison has loud iron bars that go, cha-ching, you know, and everybody's wearing the Hamburglar shit.
But if you think about it, like, you want, if you are running a prison, you want them to not burn the prison down. You want them to not riot. And the main things you can do are like air conditioning and television will just like make people relax.
Damn, that's a good point.
I'll bet you when they started putting TV in prisons, it went down like 90% the amount of time someone got fucked in their mouth.
I wonder, you know, how accurate the data would be on that.
Right. Because we're really surveying.
You know how I hate, like, science and math and stuff?
Yeah.
So, like, there's a couple things this week that just made me feel like a real caveman, but I can't help it. One of them was when I saw in the news that unreported crime is up, which is like, how
that's
the fuck?
That's hilarious.
Could any, how
what does
that
even mean?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
And another one was when they were like, for the first time since in 150 years, there was no snow on Mount Fiji this winter. And I'm like, well,
that's terrifying.
It's terrifying, but also I'm just like, are we counting on like scientists from the 1800s?
Oh, that's a good point.
It's not like they had a live cam. Somebody's just like, it didn't snow this year.
Yeah, dude.
How many scientists had their eyes on the mountain all winter?
Yeah, how many people
in the
were
1800s?
Like, also,
it's like that was back when Freud was like, when you're born, your asshole's a penis and your penis is your nose. And you're just like, he was just saying shit that was not true. Yeah. And everybody's like, this is the smartest man alive. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how much I vibe with the 1800 scientists.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They thought babies were in your sperm. They thought it was a curled up, tiny little one cell baby.
Well, where else would they be? Come on, Caleb.
They thought, I love looking at old textbooks from the 1800s. Not one thing is correct. All the maps are the wrong shape. It's like, fuck them. Yeah. I don't know how accurate that shit is.
I agree with that. I also think it's funny like that we trust historical records just in general. The further you go back, first of all, the less likely it is that it's right. Also, history is written by whoever the fuck wanted to write it.
Right.
But also, like, the further you go back, the less time, the less professionals there were and the less time everyone had. Like, I don't believe that, like, let's say hypothetically there's a guy who's appointed to look at Mount Fiji every day. You're telling me that
it might be Fuji. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I don't know.
No, Fiji is the island. Mount Fuji is the mountain. Yeah, but either way, so he's looking at Fiji, the island of Fiji, once a day.
And, looking at the whole island.
Looking at it. And then you're telling me that never once did that guy who had that job get shot in the head.
Or just hallucinate because he was doing cocaine that was legal. And you know.
It's like literally 1815. Not a single person was like, hey, what are you looking at, bitch?
I gotta look at the mountain. It's my job.
Why? And they just kill him? I just mean, like, everyone got killed for everything until, like, seven years ago.
I know.
And now they're getting killed for other stuff.
And you used to be able to just challenge somebody to a duel.
Yeah, dude.
You know, that's pretty recent. They stopped
doing that.
We
should challenge Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee to a duel.
Oh, no. I don't know how, you know, I've never been in one, so I would need to practice.
Well, we should duel first.
Oh, no.
I challenge you to a duel. And it's got to be tomorrow.
Oh, you got to do it with a glove.
At sunup.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Can't it be like
3:30? No. Sun up.
Oh, jeez.
And I don't know what your definition of sunup is, but mine is...
It's early.
Right when it creeps up the littlest bit. And then we stand back to back, and then we walk 10 paces away from each other, and then we start crying and apologize.
It's funny, because before pistols... Your duel was just, I guess,
a
you
knife
would just
fight?
Yeah, you'd throw knives
like
as
a
hard
bow
as
and arrow.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, man.
I do think that before guns, there was no dueling. They would just fist fight.
Yeah, or sword fight. Or
sword fight. Yeah. That's what it was. It was sword fighting. Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
God damn it. I'm so happy I've never had to sword fight anyone. What a fucking nightmare.
Who do you think, realistically, you don't have to say full names, but who do you think you would have dueled if you lived back in that time? Like, if your life is the same as it is, the only difference is duels. Who do you think you would
have
dueled?
Oh, and I don't have to say full names?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Or we can bleep it.
There is a person in my life right now that I'm so pissed off at, and I could tell you for a fact that if there are only two factors between me and fighting him with a sword, and that's I don't have a sword and I don't know how.
Right.
But But I am so frustrated with this person in my life that I just... Though, I mean, I also, like, I haven't even done the now equivalent of it, which is just sort of, like, yelling at
right,
him.
Right,
right. So maybe I wouldn't. Yeah. But that would be the person.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to talk about. I don't want to talk about them. It's like a... We'll figure it out.
No,
but,
don't. Just say it and we'll bleep it.
Yeah.
We'll cut it
I'll
out.
Tell you this. I think that I probably would have challenged upwards of 150 Hollywood agents to a fucking duel. I just like the amount of times I've been at, and if you're listening to this podcast and you're a Hollywood agent and you're wondering if I'm talking about you, here's the people I'm talking about. The people that go to the comedian parties and think that we fucking want you there. Go away. You don't go to a high school party if you're the principal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's exceptions to this fucking rule and blah, 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 blah. And I've got friends who are managers for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't hate them all.
Well, there's exceptions to everything, you know?
But like when we... You don't go to the fucking comedian party. And the problem is that I think a lot of people who got into that line of work did it because they wanted to hang out with comedians. And I understand that. And so I guess like I'm not meaning birthday parties or anything like that. I'm not meaning events that all sorts of, but if man at a comedy festival where the festival is over and the comedians are partying after mm-hmm. and there's a bunch of managers and agents there, I just want to slit my throat, dude. I fucking hate it. Let me be off the goddamn clock now, man. I don't want to be around people I'm trying to impress anymore. I'm trying to fucking cut loose. Truly bothers me.
I think
me.
Usually by the time that party has started, I'm so drunk I don't know that there's agents there, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, and sometimes I don't know, like, the only agents I recognize their faces are the ones that were mine. So it's like,
yeah,
I just clock them as like, oh, I guess they're just hanging out. I don't
That doesn't
know.
Bother you?
I guess it would. I just don't notice. Like I'm usually just pumped to see the comedians, so I don't recognize them as age. Like I don't know what agents look like unless they, you know, unless
they look
I
like
work
fucking
with them.
Assholes. They look like a bunch of fucking assholes, man.
Oh, I'll keep an eye out. Next party,
dude. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny because they're. What sucks about that is that I really mean what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
But I also do love a handful.
Right. There's always a few that are good.
And then I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I hope that you know who you are, and then I hope the rest of you understand how deeply I mean it when I say, fuck you. This is so cathartic for me.
I'm glad.
I really meant that.
You look so happy.
Thank you, man. I'm starting to truly not care, finally.
Hell yeah. That's
yeah.
how it goes.
Which feels good. Yeah. What was it? Okay, so when I did JFL in 2016, this is one of those exceptions. Like, that is a comedy festival, and there's a big party at the end of it. But it's not really a comedy festival. It's an industry festival.
Yeah.
And we go there to network. And it would be insane if... what we wanted was for all the managers and agents
and execs
to be around, you know? So I went there and I was not the belle of the ball, which is most people's story. You know, I went and I did my fucking 6-minute set and I killed. I had such a good set. It was so fun and I was so nervous. So, and I was like, honestly, I knew I was there with Matt Ingebretson, who already had a TV show picked up at Comedy Central, and Ahmed Weinberg, who was walking around with Sarah Silverman, and Joel Kim Booster was there, and Chris Garcia, he had like a deal with Fox or something like that. And I was just like, not any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And no one really cared after my great set. Like no one was coming up to me and sucking my dick or whatever. Also my manager, this is another reason I'm frustrated with management. My manager at the time left JFL on Wednesday. You get there on Tuesday, you stay till Sunday. And she left the day after my set.
Oh,
I think.
Wow. Maybe it was the Olympics.
Yeah, she had a wedding, her like cousin's wedding to go to, and I was just like, all right.
Oh man, weddings.
It was so brutal. And anyway, I that night, because I had a great set And I was like, okay, that's all I can do. All I can do is have a good set here. My role is not to be some famous guy.
Right, right.
So I just got fucking lit, dude. Nice. I got so fucking drunk. And then I crashed at like 1 a.m, which is fairly early, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for there.
I wake up. I go to breakfast. I go back to the lobby of the Hyatt, which is where the hotel bar of the Hyatt. It's a huge bar where everyone parties, like over 1,000 people, I want to say. And as I was walking in, I walk by these two like agent types, and they literally say, "Oh shit, Dave Ross, don't make me take any shots today." And I had never met these guys in my life.
Oh, yes, you did.
And so my day unfolds, and I discover that I did not go to bed at 1 a.m. And I just like made best friends with like every, I just like ran around screaming at people that I was like hammered and that were doing shots. Apparently I made like one of my reps do a shot, and I had no recollection.
Dude, where is this Dave? I never met Shot Dave.
You never met Shot Dave? Oh, buddy, I used to be a real party animal.
Woo!
Now I just...
This should be a bit. That's very funny. I did not go to bed at 1 a.m.
Yeah, dude.
That's funny.
Oh, God, how embarrassing. I still, to this day, I have no idea. I have no idea what I did.
That's pretty fun. One day you'll find out.
Pretty wild. Like, at like, what is basically my industry's biggest job fair,
mm-hmm.
I got blackout drunk and demanded that all my possible future bosses drank whiskey with me.
It'd be pretty funny if you did, like, if you got drunk and a network guy got drunk and you sold a TV show.
And I didn't know it.
And both of you forgot.
Oh, my God.
Then you get an email tomorrow, and he's like, just looping back around on this.
Yeah.
Bumping this back up to the top. 8 years ago, I bought one of your ideas.
It looks like you sold me a show called Basketball Fart. Where, it's like a competition show where people shoot basketballs out of their ass.
I mean, I'd watch. Everybody's going to watch basketball.
Yeah, dude.
Fart.
Yeah, it was me. I sold it to Spike TV. Basketball Fart with Dave Ross.
Pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah. We gotta get to our billionaire.
Yeah,
right?
Dude. Billionaire. Oh, my God. We're really fucking... I'm hungover, buddy.
Hell,
ooh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hungover
I
Dave.
I went to New Jersey and hung out with David Drake. I've been really kind of on a bender in the past life or two, mm-hmm. and I should probably slow down.
Nah.
But anyway, billionaire of the week is Larry Ellison.
Larry Ellison,
a man I did not know very much about until we did this episode. Co-founder of Oracle.
Oracle,
a company
Good
that
idea.
I have read a great deal about, and I have no idea what they do.
They just do all the stuff I don't understand.
Yeah,
so
they
it's
make
like,
software.
We get your shit in the cloud, and we make sure that your Java. I don't know what any of that shit is.
Yeah,
I've never known what Adobe does. I don't know what the cloud is. I don't use it. I don't. Maybe I use them. I don't know. But all I do is email and watch videos.
Yeah.
With my shit. So
Oracle has something to do with that. It seems like
it helps that happen.
Totally.
We make the X in Windows. Yeah. We make the X.
We write every tweet. Oracle, we're the ones that you write the tweet and then we send it to everybody.
I came up with opening a new tab.
Yeah, came
so
up.
So I'm a billionaire.
There's a guy out there that came up with tabs, that browser tabs.
Smart.
And I want to know who that was. It's just like one guy in a deep, dank corner of Google. They just keep him in the basement, and they just like, if we let him out, he won't shut up about how he invented tabs.
So I didn't know Larry Ellison is 80. This dude does not look 80.
Well, he's like super into lengthening his life. He
clearly
only drinks green tea and carrot juice, and he like only eats fish and spinach or something.
Oh, wow.
And he lives in Hawaii. He bought, this is one of my favorite things about him, he bought the island of Lanai for $300 million.
Oh, wow.
But here's what's great. He owns 98% of the island of Lanai.
What's the 2%?
So it's like, it's such a big island that the 2% is enough to have like a handful of other homes and like local government. But I really like the idea that he tried to buy the whole thing and there's just like one guy, like the guy in Up. He's like, no! There's just like one shitty fucking three-bedroom house on the corner of this.
What's the limit? Could you just buy Japan if you had enough?
I don't.
Could
I
you
guess
buy
you
a country?
Could. Yeah. I don't know what he did. He apparently didn't like kick anyone out.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like resorts on there that people stay. And he like built a fucking like an amphitheater and stuff. So he did sort of, and he also created a foundation to like make sure the wildlife is preserved there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think you can just buy Japan is my point. He didn't, like, buy people's lives, kick them out of their house. Maybe he did. I don't fucking know. Maybe
it's fascinating. Because I remember when Trump was like, let's buy Greenland. And Greenland was like, no. And he was like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. How
I
much?
You can just buy. I guess he probably did kick people out of their fucking homes. I don't know what I'm thinking.
I don't know either.
But
I
he bought
it
from like a real estate company. Here's the other thing. In my personal opinion, this guy is boring as shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely in a bad mood. All right, I'm yelling.
Oh, you don't like Larry Ellison?
I'm bummed out on Larry. I'm yelling at agents. Hollywood agents. But like, I just mean he doesn't really do a lot of fun stuff with his money. He just like buys a lot. He also doesn't save it. He just buys lots of real estate.
He buys lots of real estate.
And I just think that's really boring.
He bought a yacht.
He has numerous yachts.
One of them is a $194 million yacht.
Bro, you're not going to fucking believe this shit. He has one yacht called the Mustachi.
Oh, good.
It's a $150 million yacht. There's a movie theater in it. You're going to love this. He also has a super yacht called the Rising Sun, which is a $560 million yacht. It has a swimming pool and a basketball court on it.
Maybe you don't want to be on the ocean that day. If you wanted to watch a movie and play basketball, I don't know if you wanted to go for a boat ride.
I couldn't agree more, dude. You're just like, this is my yacht, and it's just a house.
It's got a golf course.
Why? Totally.
It's
got an entire Microsoft office building on it. It's got entire it's a floating Microsoft sent building.
I remember hearing that Steve Bannon had a yacht that was so big that it had another yacht on it in case you wanted to take a littler yacht. If you're out on the big yacht, it's like so big it had like a little dock and another yacht.
What?
So if you wanted to leave for a little mini yachting, you know?
Wow. That's really interesting to like want to be on the water to play basketball.
It's crazy. And that it's worth like 1,000 families' houses.
$560 million. Yeah, dude.
That really blows my mind.
Yeah, it's worth 560 homes in Queens. That's fucking crazy, dude.
And I bet he's been bored on it. I bet he's been like, all right, let's go back.
He must be because he keeps buying other ones. Why are you buying more yachts, dude? I can like almost understand buying numerous homes because you can't move them and you want to like live in fucking, you know, Amsterdam for 3 months or something. So you're like, you buy a house.
Yeah.
But he bought the Opalm Beach Resort and Spa in South Florida for $277.4 million.
I just wonder how they come up with, it's not 270, it's not 276, they're like 277. Like, what made it that?
I think it's probably haggling. Mm. Like, I'll bet he was like, I'll give you $50. And they were like, $350 billion. And he was like, all right, 277.4. And they were like, we'll take it.
I'm really bad at negotiating. That's something maybe this podcast, by the end of this podcast, I will know how to negotiate better. But I don't.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Don't you have to start, like if you're a good negotiator, you have to say way, way more than you want.
Yeah.
And they have to say way, way less.
But the problem is, I mean, you haven't. You probably are a good negotiator. You have to negotiate on the road, like kind of
a
lot.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm that good at it.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, yeah, it is a tricky thing with the road because none of the people I'm working with have any money either. So right. I don't want to say a number so high I scare them off. That's why if I'm doing a festival or a college, then I aim high.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance that they have it, and also I'm not going to scare them away.
Mm-hmm.
But with everybody else, I try to like say, I just picked a number, honestly, that is my, what I attribute myself the worth to have. And I just say it. And then if they can't meet it, I'm like, all right, I'm reasonable. Maybe there's another number that we can figure out.
Yeah. 277
million. 277
million.
Yeah.
That would be.
I
think I scared them off.
Yeah, dude. Man, if I got paid $277 million for one show.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I would never. You would never hear from me again, dude.
Taxes eat that up, Dave.
Yeah, dude. I know. Oh, man. At the end of the day, I'll only have $120 million. What will I ever do with myself? Damn, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I need to learn how to negotiate. We'll do a whole episode on it soon. Don't worry.
I also want to say, so every week we pick one of the world's poorest billionaires. Mm-hmm. There's hundreds and hundreds of billionaires who are tied
struggling
for last place.
Struggling out here.
Only have $1 billion. Today, I would like to shout out Cheng Lili.
Oh, good.
In China. Only has $1 billion. And he's in the business of poultry breeding.
And a lot of money in that.
I just want to say that you're pathetic, Cheng.
Get it together, buddy.
You're an idiot, and
can't
you
even
suck.
Make these birds fuck.
Yeah, dude, make the birds fuck, and you'll have more money.
That's a good business to be in, because birds already do that. So you can just kind of sit around, right?
Yeah, man. That's a good point, man. We should pick an animal and make them fuck.
Yeah, wasn't it pandas? Wasn't there a big thing about how pandas weren't?
Oh, they're going to go away, so we got to make them fuck, dude.
Yeah, but if they don't want to.
I'm not going to make them fuck.
Yeah, it's weird.
Weird. Some people make horses fuck, right?
I don't care for that.
I don't care for that either. I don't care for that myself. Yeah.
I'll say it right now. I don't like the horse people.
I don't like horse people either.
You love horses a little too much? I don't like you that much. What am I saying?
No, yeah, I'm with you. I like it, whatever people want to like. But, you know, we can have a little fun. Same,
yeah,
we hate them.
It's just like, you know, guys who, love anime. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm always like, are you jerking off to this anime? and
Well, there's nothing wrong with jerking off to
the
anime.
People that love horses
either.
And they got like a horse on their wall and they got a horse shirt and they, you know, they're like a horse person. I'm always like, you like horses.
You jerking off to these horses?
That's always where my mind goes.
That's hilarious.
And that might just be my own kink-shamey mind, but...
That's how I feel about you and your comedy club t-shirts.
Am I jerking off
to
comedy
clubs? Jerking
off
to these comedy club t-shirts?
Look, I got to get booked.
Yeah, dude.
Not a good negotiator.
So I pull my dick out and I get it hard. And I'm like, I'll do whatever you need.
Yeah, dude. I don't know nothing.
That's right, dude. You know what it's time for, though?
Oh, no way, dude.
Doug facts. Doug facts.
Caleb has found a treasure trove of Doug facts.
Oh, yeah. So, Doug Imhoff.
Where'd you find these?
These are just, from his, from books.
Books he wrote about things about himself. Documentaries about
PBS,
Doug.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude. You gotta see Doug Imhoff. It's a movie by Ken Burns.
Yeah, Oliver Stone did a Doug Imhoff movie.
It's a 3.5-hour zoom in on Doug's face.
Gary Oldman plays
Doug facts. Doug facts.
I think Kevin James should play Doug.
So do I.
In the Doug movie.
And I think Kamala should be played by Leah Remini.
Doug, you stupid piece of shit.
You're fat, Doug.
Did you know his first day in the White House, Doug got his jacket stuck in the elevator 3 times?
Doug facts.
I did not know that.
That's true.
That's interesting stuff, dude.
Do you know Doug is working on a 35-page memoir called Dig Doug?
Doug facts. Doug facts.
Damn, I did not know that.
Do you know that Doug's first day in the White House, he jumped on the Lincoln bed and sprained his ankle?
Doug facts. Doug facts. Doug facts.
Wow, that's crazy, dude.
Did you know that when Kamala found out she was going to be the nominee, Doug was at a Quick Trip picking up a bag of combos?
Doug facts.
Oh, man. Did you know that Doug has memorized every single word said in every single episode of Darkwing Duck?
Doug facts.
I did know that.
Oh, man.
Did you know that Doug's only public Spotify playlist is called Chill Shit, and it's just Life is a Highway?
Doug facts. Doug facts.
Did you know that Doug Imhoff thinks there should be one less stripe on the flag?
Doug facts.
You know, Doug is the first person in 80 years to get his dick stuck in the White House hot tub.
Doug Facts. Oh, wow. This is true. I actually read this recently in Business Insider. For Doug's 40th birthday, Kamala got his dick a little hat.
Doug Facts.
Oh, Doug. We love you, Doug. Doug Facts. Just out there dugging.
What is really funny about this segment is things may have changed by the time you've heard this episode. So Doug may be the first gentleman
That's
now.
Right. Or he might be the fucking third gentleman.
Yeah, or he might be just a guy.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Just a fun dad.
Yeah, just a fun dad.
Kamala loses. Doug's like, honey, you know what we need to do? I need to take you to Foster's Freeze. She's like, would you shut the fuck up? I know you're mad. You lost to
I know you're mad.
Donald, the guy you really don't like. And I don't like him too. I also don't like him. Not, I don't hate him as bad as you hate him, but I don't like him. And yeah, you lost the election to the guy you hate, so you're a little grumpy. But that doesn't mean that you should speak to me in that tone.
It's been like 10 minutes. It's so fresh.
Everyone's upset.
You know what this means? Now we can go to Cancun.
We can go to Cancun.
Remember you said next month if you didn't win, we could go to Cancun?
Downside, you lost the election to a sociopath. Upside, more Doug time. And you always said you loved me and my kids. You, as far as I could tell, we're married. Man, I'm telling you, I have got the best week planned. Foster's Freeze tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to see the new Minions movie. Friday, go-karts. After the go-karts, we're going to the arcade, and I'm going to do that. You know how I can, you know the game where you punch the thing? You know, I was always the best at that.
Go-karts.
Saying he's got a big week planned is very...
Babe, I have got the best week.
He's so happy that she lost the election.
I think you have to be like, I saw that it's one of my favorite documentaries on Netflix. It's just called Mitt, and it's about Mitt Romney running for president and losing both times he ran.
Yeah.
And, you know, he loses, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls his whole family. They have a big family meeting. His, like, 100 people in his family. And he's like, what do you think about me running again? Everybody goes, we don't think you should. We don't like it. It's not fun. And he's like, all right, but, and that's a lot of cons. What about pros? And they're like, well, I guess you'd be president. And they're like, and then he loses again. And the last shot of the documentary is like, they finally, the Secret Service just drops him off and is like, you're never seeing us again.
Wow.
They drop him off at his house and he just sits like on his chair in the living room and his wife just like looks at him like so sad and so disappointed and just like kind of a little, I told you so.
Damn.
And then it's just credits, and you're just like, it looks like running for president and losing just ruins your life. Like, it sucks.
Holy shit.
It's a great, that documentary is awesome, but I know that it wouldn't be like that with Doug. Doug would be like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Man. The whole time you were vice president, we didn't go to Shakey's once.
I love the character we've created of Doug.
I know, totally. Here's the thing. And, you know, most people, I think, like a lot of the things that happen at the White House. You know, It's nice to have people doing stuff for you. But I like taking out the trash. I like mowing the lawn. I like shoveling the driveway. I like all that stuff. I like being a husband to my Kamala.
I do feel like
she's just like...
I bet he's gotten his car towed from the White House parking lot. I bet he just like parks in front of the fence and they're like, Doug,
fuck, dude.
Jeez. They're like, oh, with the owner of the license plate, a 89G. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
That's me, man. Babe. That's me.
I'm sorry. I'll go move it. They already fucking moved it. It was blocking the motorcade. Oh, okay. Sorry. I do think numerous times in the White House, Doug has been like, I'm sorry. Okay? Like, really frustratedly. To, like, Biden's chief of staff. Like, okay, geez. Sorry. I won't, like, come in when you're having a meeting, all right? I just wanted to see if my wife wanted any caramel corn.
I like that he's somehow super old and also super, like, immature.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
The character. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to see if my wife wanted caramel corn. What are you doing all day, Doug?
I made caramel corn up in the residence. It's hard. It took me all day to do. The kids are all at school. What do you want me to do? Count my shirts? I counted all my shirts yesterday. 86.
Doug Facts.
We love Doug.
Doug Facts.
Oh, that's right. And also, you know what time it is.
Uh-oh.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called. What's it called? What's it called?
Oh, that's right. It's time for What's It Called, everybody. We love renaming stuff. Hop in that Discord. Go to our website, billionairesaregood.com, or hop on Twitter or X. And Billionaires Pod. And this week we're renaming Toy Story. And we're renaming it if Toy Story took place at Donald Trump's house.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. I'm very excited about this one. So our first one, we got Bogdude on Twitter said, the Mar-a-Lego movie.
Yeah, that's great.
Pretty good.
Satchmo Steam on Discord with, grab him by the story. That's so funny, dude. Oh, my God.
Winslow Dumain on Twitter said, a house full of scared children.
Yeah, totally. Who's Dan? I'm Dan on Discord with extremely expensive and incredibly all over the place. Yeah, totally.
I think so. I'm going to do a bunch of these in Trump's voice. Exclamation Nick on Discord said, they're eating the Slinky Dogs. They're eating the dinosaurs.
They're eating the dinosaurs. They're eating the Slinky Dogs. They said they wouldn't eat them. They're eating them. Carlstoon on Discord with G.I. Sleepy Joes.
Oh, hell yeah. We got Creed on Discord said, my friends are all made in China.
Made in China. Larry Bolello on Twitter with, you know who I love? Zerg. I love Zerg.
I do like Zerg.
Yeah, Zerg
that would be
good.
Such a Trump tweet. You know who I love? Zerg.
I love Zerg.
It was just Austin on Twitter said, they want to take away our playtime. Can you believe this? First they take the space toys, now they want us in bed early. Crooked mommy, that's what I call her.
Crooked mommy, that's so funny. She's crooked. We know she's our mommy, but we know she's crooked. All right, and the Ricky shit this week. Number one, best suggestion for if Toy Story took place at Donald Trump's house. Crete on Discord had, bing, 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 boop, beep. I made an incredible movie. Damn, that's...
I love that Trump does, he does bing, bing, bong. He does that for everything.
Bing, bong, boom.
He'll be like, and the economy goes bing. And you're like,
bing, yeah.
When he's on his phone, he's like, I was on my phone. I was like, bing, 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 bing. And you're like, none of them sound like bing.
Yeah,
but
totally.
He loves the word so much. I won Pennsylvania, bing. He's like, why?
I captured a man and I put him in my basement. Bing. There he went, downstairs.
Bing, bang, boom. I made an incredible movie.
There he is, down in the basement.
It's funny because by the time this comes out, he'll either be president again or
fighting a coup.
Yeah, things may have changed
Damn,
by the time you hear
really,
this.
Man, we maybe should have hold off on recording, but that's
maybe,
okay.
Maybe, but you know, that's okay. How it goes. You have news as it's up to date from other sources. Billionaires are good. You come here to learn.
That's
you know,
right.
And have a little laugh.
We're smart. And we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we love y'all so much.
Hell yeah, dude.
You are the absolute best fans ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report.
So he actually plays Bo Peep.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
No, he is
not in
Toy
Story. But he's in a lot of movies.
He is in a great deal of movies.
Yeah.
God, imagine if he played Woody.
See him everywhere.
Or Buzz. To infinity and beyond.
Human plaything.
Where's Andy? Where'd he go? Gotta find Andy.
He does. He has the best gritted tooth line. You know? That's how Jeffrey Wright snores.
Jeffrey Wright's gotta take another dump.
Always refers to himself.
Yeah. He takes a shit and he's like, oh, hey, how are you guys? Wow, I am like
I feel
10
much
pounds lighter.
Better.
Wow.
Old Jeffrey's feeling good.
And of course,
the Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Ooh, it is still there.
Yeah.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
See you next time. Bye.
Billionaires are good.